Hey, everybody, this is Sherry Shepherd, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's going on? This is Wesley Jonathan from the TV show The Soul Man. Much love to Soul Prosper Radio.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
We are the Playmakers,
and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Holla at you, baby.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
Hi, I'm Tashina Arnold, and you're listening to Fred Willis on Soul Prosper Media. Awesome. Check him out.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Pepsi Riley, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred. Don't y'all touch that dial. There's some good stuff on here.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
This is Ebony Dixon, the baby jumper.
Yo, this is comedian Michael Jr., and in case you didn't know, you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Hey, everybody, this is Director Joshua Coates.
Hey, y'all, this is Christian Keys.
Yo, yo, it's your boy, Buff on Hampton.
I'm Greg Ellis.
What's going on, Dallas, Fort Worth? This is Lamon Rucker saying God bless you and everybody that belongs to you.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
Hey there, this is Braylee Evans. Don't you turn that down, because I might be coming back home. All right, love y'all.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stannis, you know, Thelma from Good Times, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Hey, y'all, this is your Hattie, and you listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Mr. Willis. Okay, great? Okay, great. Ooh, I love him. Okay, great? Okay, great.
Johnny met Donna, and they fell in love. But had no idea what love really was. But they tried their best to make each other smile. But while learning themselves, they would have a child. But with no time to think the whole thing through, little time to prepare, it got tough to provide for him and give him love and care. How do I win and where are questions they both often ask God. Life is full of twist, twist. Life is full of twirl, twirl, to twirl, twirl, twirl. It's the way of the world that flips you upside down. When you're young, when you're old, it just spins out of control. Whoa. It spins out of control. So hold on, because you never know. Johnny and Donna slowly recognized that for the baby's future, they planned two different lives. Donna wanted a family. She wanted to do it right. Make Johnny's house a home. She wanted to be a wife. But Johnny was a dreamer, and he had to move around. Yeah, he'd be there for his child, but wouldn't settle down. How do I win and where are questions they both often ask God. Life is full of twist. Life is full of twirls. It's the way of the world. It's whirlwinds and girlfriends, toys and boyfriend, friends and Frenchmen, war, peace, impeachment, gentlemen, ladies, Hyundai, Mercedes, mistakes and peach rings, blacks and bleach stains. Don't forget wasp and bee stings. Whether you're Johnny or Donna, or neither of the two, just try to make the best of what's given to you.
Then nothing comes close to what the vibe is. Nothing's more exciting than the time spent with you. No one but you can love me true. How you love me when you love me and you tell me everything is gonna be alright. Yeah, and you mean the world to me. You are my everything and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I like it when it's just us talking and you don't hold it against me. That you don't really need me for nothing, but I need you for everything. And when I'm honest with you, telling you my issues, you keep it official every time I kick it with you. It's no games, no games. Oh, don't change, 'cause you mean the world to me. You are my everything, and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Talking Points. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host, and I have the honor and the pleasure of speaking with two wonderful people talking about two wonderful books. So I want you to help me welcome them, both of them, to the show now. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I am doing really good. So now I'm talking to both of y'all about two different books. So we just gonna put this conversation together. We just gonna put me right smack dab in the middle, and I'm gonna let y'all talk to me about these books. One book says put your mouth on him, and another book says put your mouth on her. So y'all tell me what these books are talking about. What are we putting our mouth on, and what are we saying or doing?
Well, who
do
you want to go first?
Well, yeah, who you want to go first?
Because
I'm ready.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord. It seems like we got a battle of the sexes going on. Y'all, what did I step into? Somebody help me. Help, Gene. Help, Gene. All right. Well, let's go with the first book, Put Your Mouth on Him. So I'm talking to Dr. Sybil Sloan. Welcome to the conversation.
Okay. So your question was...
What is the book about?
So let me just say this. This is a grown audience, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We all grown here. Grown, okay. And sexy.
So let me just say this as an adult. It can mean whatever you want it to mean.
Okay.
I didn't write it for there to be an intent of a wall or a wall of definition. I wrote it to be actually a bridge or a gateway or a corridor leading to whatever you need to do, whether spiritually, naturally, or physically. Put your mouth on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily directly say, take your mouth and put it on them. But my belief has been, we have struggled with how we talk to men.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, I will speak to culture. We have a negative overtone in general, not everyone, but in general about men. And so I wanted to get rid of the stigma. I wanted to get rid of the excuse or the permission to not speak to men in a healthy way.
Okay, so, okay.
Because I've been very emasculating in my past, can you imagine that?
What?
I became very convicted of my level of emasculation.
Okay.
All right.
And I have worked for years to be intentional. Now I over edify men, but I do that because I was once the person who crucified them.
So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what my book is about.
Okay, so how many chapters is it? Do you have sections? Is it like a spiritual book or is it just a straight up book for anybody in a relationship?
Well, for one, I would say it's a book for anybody in a relationship, but I will say that I have some skewed perspectives as it relates to the Christian community.
Mm-hmm.
In general. It doesn't really have chapters, but it does have sections. It tells people why I wrote the book. It has people deal with, like, when was the last time you put your mouth on them? And it explains that. And then it goes through, like, a self-test. It goes through what we believe that a person wants or desires. There's a collection of prayers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a collection of affirmations. And then different activities for single women as well as married. And
okay.
Then the very back, notes for people to take on how they can make their situation better.
Wow, I like that. I like that. So, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and ask, what prompted you to write this book? You know, we do a lot of things that we think about. It could have been a blog post. It could have been a blog series, but it became a book. So what prompted you to make this a book?
Because I have so many people that I coach,
mm-hmm.
both male and female.
Okay.
And when they talk about relationships, it seems like there's no respect,
okay,
if you will,
yeah,
on either side of the equation when it comes to how we speak to each other,
yeah,
and how a person wants to be spoken to.
Absolutely, that part. Yeah.
So some of those things were like, okay, maybe we need to realize that we could get more value out of him if we added value to him by what we say to him.
Okay. I like that. You get out value. You get value by adding value. Oh,
yeah.
Now that's different. That's different.
They said what you sow, you reap. So
absolutely, I love that. So you know, now we have we have a different perspective that says put your mouth on her. And Dr. Acklin, I got to bring you on into this conversation because y'all were having a real good time without me. So I need y'all to get me up to speed on what y'all got going on here. There's another book, Put Your Mouth on Her. Talk to me about that book.
Okay, so yeah, man, listen. I just started right here. Dr. Sloan's book was so intriguing.
Uh-huh.
And it was just great. The foundational truths and principles that she shared was just wonderful. So first of all, my energy came from the fact that she set a fire up under me, man, when I read it.
Yeah.
You know, because not only do men need that, however, you know, I was just like, you know what, being that she kind of came out with this, I mean, she started something. And so my perspective of the clap back is this, man, is that since of course, you know, I do have spiritual principles in there, biblical principles in there as well, but my book, I believe, is for all people. Whether you're Christian or not, because some truths are just universal.
Yeah.
If you practice them, they're going to work for you and bring in your results.
Right.
So So with that being said, I kind of stepped out and was like, man, I really admire her for what she did. However, as a man and in creation, we're the one who even started the putting the mouth on. So I was like, man, I got to come back. I got to come back. And I told her last summer, I was like, hey, listen, man, I'm coming back for you. So basically, my platform starts out by just simply even going into, and I'm using biblically,
okay,
with Adam there, that in the garden, it alludes to the fact that God brought everything in creation to Adam to see what he would call it.
Yeah.
And whatever he called it, that's what it was. He released nature and purpose. So I started there saying that, hey, man, with men, we have to understand that we've been given that. So we're the one who actually started the whole piece. We're the first one to ever put our mouth on anybody. So with that being said, and I'm going to say on every level,
yeah,
because even the Song of Solomon, when you get to the natural piece, you know, a lot of different things he was saying. I mean, this thing goes spiritual, mental, and physical.
Right.
I mean, clearly it's in there. You right. know, he said he went south. Said he blew on the south wind. He said the garden was flowing. Yeah. So at the end of the day, I'm not afraid to say, even as a man of God, that you know, some things that maybe the church don't want to talk about. And however, even in the scriptures, he says that marriage is honored and all and bed undefiled.
Absolutely.
And he cut it off right there.
Yeah.
And there was no more conversation.
Right.
However, however, man, y'all need to put some wood on your fire, brother. You know, even in the natural. So
absolutely. I mean,
so it stemmed from what she wrote. And mm-hmm. so with that being said, it's kind of mirrored, even though I do have my own little twist or whatever, but right. it is compiled of affirmations and speaking to whether you're in a marriage mm-hmm. or even to your daughter, even to your mom.
Oh, wow.
All the women in your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Need a man to put their mouth on them. So
wow.
So on all those levels. So that's basically it, man.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah, that's basically it.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. And I can now I understand what was going on. Yes, I do. The whole energy shifted when he took his turn to talk. Sybil, this goes on
all the time, doesn't it?
No, it's okay.
I'm excited though, man.
I know it, and I appreciate that. That's what I'm saying. Now I understand, you know, kind of where you're coming from, and you know, this energy that I'm talking about. Obviously, I love it, and I love this level of conversation that you two are introducing to people in relationships, because as you mentioned, Dr. Ackland, we're in relationships that are not only romantic. You know, we've got friendships, we've got family
right.
relationships that
Correct.
Need us to speak into them. So
Correct. Yes, sir.
You two are on today. You're on today together. Are you working together with these two books? Or is this just
Go ahead.
My book was not written with Dr. Ackland or anything. My book didn't have anybody in mind,
okay.
except for women
yeah.
and how we just don't know how to deal with or speak to men
okay.
in our lives. And as Dr. Ackland said, the irony of it is my book wasn't just for a person who's married. I'm talking, how do you talk to your son?
Yeah.
How do you talk to your brother?
Right.
How do you
right.
talk to your father? How do you respond as a man? Even the women, like, how do you respond to your husband whose mother wasn't there?
Mm.
How do you respond to him whose father wasn't there?
Yeah.
Because of those people, the nurturers and the provider and the foundation setters weren't there, that skews his journey in life. So because his journey is skewed, now when you get with him, you have to, if you're accepting him, you have to accept him with the crooked foundation.
Right.
And your job is to work and not to try to shift that foundation immediately, but through a process of time, affirmations and prayers, you know, restore him back to where he should be so that he can be all that he could be and will be in your life.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. And so my take on it is that, again, since she was my initial inspiration, now, of course, my thumbprint is on this book alone, but however, she was my inspiration. So
yeah.
I definitely have asked Dr. Sloan to do it for me.
Yeah.
On it.
And, totally right.
And yeah, to do it for me on it. You know, and again, it'll be my dialogue. But for me to say that there is no thread line of Dr. Sloan involved, well, she was the reason why I even wrote it. So, right. so I do accredit that to her, and hopefully, like how you brought us on tonight, sir. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Maybe now this is going to create a platform where we can kind of do some things together. And it can be great. I'm really seeing some things.
Absolutely. I love this conversation, and you know, you need both perspectives. You know, sometimes what we lack is having both perspectives at the same time, you know, because as you said, you read the book and then you had your own epiphany, you know, but some, you know, you got to weigh that against the person who wrote it, you know, and say, is this what you meant to say? Well, this is what I got from it, you know, and then she can expound from there. And so we've got this ongoing conversation that really just helps everybody. So I want to ask y'all this. Now I'm getting to the nitty gritty of it. We done our introductions. We talked about inspiration. I'm asking you both, and I want you to hear me real good. Tell me what that mouth do. Dr. Sloan, in your book, what you're saying in that book, give us some examples of what you've included in the book. And the same for you, Dr. Ackland. The question is, what that mouth do? What are you, how are you encouraging us to use our creation piece in that mouth?
So, number one, the mouth does a lot of things. The mouth tastes, the mouth cultivates,
mm-hmm.
the mouth restores, the mouth reveals, and the mouth creates.
Yeah.
And so, one of the parts in my book, I try to find something that was like the shortest piece so I could give you a short excerpt.
Okay.
Just so you can see. So one of my sections is he wants to be the provider.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, men are faced with the task of being the provider. Needless to say, a lot of men have a strong desire to feel needed. Men like to be our knight in shining armor. Therefore, he takes pride in rescuing the one he loves.
Hmm.
Men understand that sometimes it does not look like what society has outlaid. When not properly esteemed and exhorted, men may begin to feel worthless and insignificant. This can also take place if we don't allow him to take the leading role. Ladies, we are not created to be independent. Do you know what I mean? Let's move away from this societal genocide of the family structure. We need men just as men need us. God ordained and established this from the foundations of the earth. We were not created to live independent of one another. Ladies, we cannot continue to allow corporate America to cause us to further emasculate our men. We cannot allow our divorced and miserable family and friends to encourage us to set a standard in a mate that we are not worthy of or capable of reciprocating.
Mm. Wow. That's, yeah. We both said, wow. Wow.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Okay. Wow. So in that, you're encouraging, I know where you are already just listening to that. And you mentioned corporate America, which in itself is shifting the dynamic of provision, because, you know, the future is female in so many perspectives, in so many ways, in so many industries, the future is female. And so if in those relationships, you know, sometimes, you know, the woman can take care of herself, you know. Sometimes she's out earning that man, you know.
But being out earning him does not shift the parameters of how creation works.
Right. No, absolutely. I agree with that.
So my goal for women, because I'm usually the out earner, I usually earn more.
Yeah.
So my goal for women is, it doesn't matter if you out earn. That was part of my emasculation journey.
Okay.
Because I was the one who earned more, I felt that I had to be most vocal.
Yeah.
I felt like that I could make my own decisions because I make enough money to make my own decisions.
Ooh.
And as a result, I realized I didn't allow myself to be rescued.
Okay.
I'll tell you what to speak.
I'm just saying. So as a result, I became the person that felt like, I drive my own ship because I bring in a ship. Right. I got a shipload coming with me.
Yeah.
So I don't need you to tell me what to do. I don't need you to tell me how to do it. And I had to realize he couldn't rescue me. So when I did not allow him to rescue me, it don't have to be financially. In some area, I have to be a damsel in distress.
Right, right.
And because I didn't allow him to rescue me in any area, I came like a full-threaded package. You don't need to do nothing but just be there, you know. I didn't say it, but I've said it. Take out the garbage, cut the yard. That's all I need you for. And the other benefits to come in the bedroom. But I don't need you for nothing else.
Wow.
And I've seen the result of that behavior. And I destroyed a man that was a good guy. I destroyed him. And I made him lose the ability to fight, to push, pursue, and go into purpose. I killed his purpose in our relationship. So.
Whoa.
That's good.
All right, Dr. Ackland. This is, I got to put some space in between you coming in because that was heavy right there.
And
let me just for the sake of conversation, Dr. Sloan, is can I go ahead and say that you're a divorcee?
I am
a divorcee. So this is like a healing journey for you. Is learning. I mean, most of the time, you know, after something happens, yeah, we all ears now. We can learn now. But you know, I understand that there are people in it. And that's why I'm lauding this book already. I always loved it. You know, from the first time I saw the concept, I said, oh man, that's really good. You know, but I know there are some who are listening and some that you'll meet along the way. I'll meet them along the way once I share this, who are in their situation, you know, doing what you did. And we're not I'm not villainizing you for it. I love that you're sharing the lesson, you know, because so many people can learn it and save the relationships that they're in, you know.
From IamSecond.com.
I always had in my mind I was going to marry a quiet guy who had a 9-to-5 job, who was very safe.
The stars of the TV series Fixer Upper, Chip and Joanna Gaines.
I think loving somebody is top rolled down, James Dean and whomever, flying through the mountains, going too fast, reckless.
He's the riskiest person I've ever met. Nothing scares him.
God was just chaotic to me. He was wild. He was untamed. He was unruly. And I liked that.
But God had a funny way of bringing me Chip to have this reality of what it's like to follow Christ.
She was like a flower in desperate need of water.
For someone who is a rule follower to a T, it's an adventure.
Watch the Gaines story at IamSecond.com.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part. Because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Ups and downs. Ups and downs.
Wait a minute.
We've been together, seem like forever, and I wanna spend another lifetime. Cause it don't get much better. Don't care about the weather. Oh, as long as I'm with you, I'm safe and warm. I'm happy that I'll spend the rest of my life with you. It ain't been easy, but we make it through all the
ups and downs.
It ain't been perfect, but
baby,
Just wrap your arms around me, baby. Hold on tight like the first time I met you. Oh, since that day, been right beside you. You showed me, baby, you a rider. So, honey, I'ma ride into the sunset with you. Oh, and I'll spend the rest of my life with you. It ain't been easy, but we'll make it through all the
ups and downs.
It ain't been perfect, but we're both
here right now.
And I love you more out there, rather
ups and downs.
Life ain't perfect, but we're both
here right now.
And I love you more out there. We got a love that can conquer anything.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
You are the melody that makes my heart sing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
I mean every word, that's why you rock my last name.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
I swear that I love you.
It ain't been easy, but we make it through all the
ups and downs.
It ain't been perfect, but we're both
here right now.
And I love you more after
all the ups and downs.
All of the ups.
Life ain't perfect, but we're both
here right now.
That's why I love you.
And I love you more after everyone.
It's Tina Campbell, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Williams.
Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Love,
let's talk about it, yeah.
Talk about it.
The reason for my smile. Before I close my eyes, it's you I'm thinking about. Every thought of you lifts every part of me. I never knew before that this is how it could be. 'Cause I'm so satisfied, I'm amazed, I'm overjoyed in every way. It ain't nothing like what I'm feeling. Ooh, I'm in love.
Especially my kids. My husband's in his own class. He's ahead of them all. But nobody can compare to my Savior God. 'Cause I'm so satisfied, I'm amazed, I'm overjoyed in every way. It ain't nothing like what I'm feeling. Ooh, it's good and it's love. Yeah, yeah. Be true, it is
you already know though. Check it out. Hey. They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, but the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, but the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your blessed so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, but the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, but the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
I just wanna show you that it's certain.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worship.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh dear.
And I ain't got a question how I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe 'em. No, I never ever leave 'em. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well, hey. They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, but the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, but the rest of my life.
Well,
I'ma be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your blast up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, but the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, but the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
I love how my God, he feels the same about me. You can hear me tell it in my testimony. He's alright, you say. He's alright, trust me. And we're going up, he gonna rain down victory. Everything that you need, he can guarantee. Love that will make you whole, let it overflow. So here's where I'll be, I just gotta let you know.
Wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
now.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, but the rest of my life. I'll be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, just throw your best up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, but the rest of my life. All of my life, but the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
Neither the hurt, neither the hate. Neither the time I gotta wait. Neither the death will separate. Change my mind, never from the love of God.
They wanna ask how long I'll be here.
Forever, yeah.
I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
Everybody that's up in here,
yeah.
Throw your best up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for listening to Talking Points today. I have Dr. Sybil Sloan and Dr. Frederick Acklin on today as my very special guest, and the both of them have books. They're out now. We had this conversation quite a while ago, but I'm so pleased to bring it to you now. They have books out. Sybil Sloan's book is entitled Put Your Mouth on Him. Dr. Acklin's book says I always put my mouth on her. And, you know, this is a topic that speaks about relationships. And as you heard, we're talking about relationships because that's just, you know, something that we need to talk about today. So I'm very glad to have the two of them on the show. I hope you've enjoyed the music today. You heard in that break from Tamela Mann, and you heard from Erica Campbell and Tina Campbell. You heard Tina first with Love, Love, Love. And then you heard from Erica and Warren. That song is All of My Life. So we're celebrating love today. We're celebrating learning from both Dr. Acklin and Dr. Sloan about love and relationships. And actually, more than anything, we're learning about the power of words, because I believe that the power of words, it matters. In fact, the Bible tells us that the power of life and death is in the tongue, or life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so many times we use our words without considering what they mean. And so we want to speak life not only into our mates, we want to speak life into our relationships. We want to speak life even in difficulty. You may be listening and you're in a difficult relationship, a difficult situation. Learn to speak life. Do not kill that thing with your mouth. All right, so we're going to get back into it. I'm talking with Dr. Sybil Sloan and Dr. Frederick Acklin. The both of them have books out. They are not competing books, as I bring out in this interview, but they kind of work together. You have one from a woman's perspective and the other from a man's perspective. My perspective is that they are both timely. All right, so let's get back into my interview with Dr. Sybil Sloan and Dr. Frederick Acklin. You're listening to Talking Points. I'm Fred Willis, and I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Now let's get back to this interview. Dr. Acklin, all right, come on, drop the hammer. I know you chomping at the bit over here.
Well, you know, so it's not the hammer, right? But I just want to say this. So you asked the initial question.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a section. There's going to be a section in the book, of course, about the power of the tongue, or the mouth, and I'm going to actually speak to the fact. That particular section is entitled "Make Her Tap Out." So, okay. Yeah. So here's the thing. Coming back to what Dr. Sloan just shared, that's why I was saying, "Wow."
Yeah.
Is that even in a scenario like that, I'm saying to a man that if you work your mouth right, that even in that situation, Dr. Sloan could still tap out. And what I mean by that is that there are two scenarios. You know, the Lord said that the woman ought to respect the man and he should love her. He said that for a purpose because he understood the nature of the two. What a woman needs to know more so than anything that she was loved, and what a man needs to know more so than anything that he was respected.
Mm-hmm, right.
So with that being said, I'm really speaking to the fact that and I'm saying mentally, I'm saying spiritually, and I'm saying physically. I'm not afraid to go into the physical piece of making her tap out as well, because there's a level of, and I know this sounds like a bad word, and for some folks it's a cuss word, but there's a level of submission that was already built in a woman.
Right.
Okay. That's a level of submission that's already built in a woman. And I'm saying, without downgrading her and belittling her and calling her all of these other things other than woman, it's not the way that you break her down in order to submit. But you can cause her to tap out by affirming her in the right way, even if she is making the six figures and she's making more than you. You still can be the king, priest, and prophet of your house. You know, if you work your mouth right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
So you know, I'm gonna definitely deal with that part about making her tap out, man. You know, I'm saying tap out like, yeah, okay. You it, brother. You the one, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I surrender. You know. right. There you go.
Yeah. Yes, I get it. So
yeah, you get it?
Okay. I get it, yeah. I love it. I love what, you know, what that was the That was a complimentary answer, because in hearing both of you, you know, there's obviously some people who are still hearing this from either side and not hearing it together, because I'm putting this conversation as there's no sides to it. You know, this is a comprehensive conversation. And
yes, sir.
And so we're learning how to be better men and women. You know, we're learning
Correct.
How to,
right.
You know, because I had this conversation earlier in quarantine conversations. We tackled this, that sometimes we don't know how the person we're in a relationship receives love. That most right. of us okay. who have dealt with the five love languages by Gary Chapman, we only know how to say, you need to love me this way. And so we make wow. that important. Instead of saying, you know what, her love language ain't physical touch. that's mine for her. But what is her love language, and how do I learn how to speak her language? You know, and not just saying it, but in action. You know, it's not gifts. I don't need to just buy her another car whenever I piss her off. You know, I need to go apologize, and I need, you know what I'm saying. So we learn the love language, and then we learn how to communicate that love language in a way that's understood. So this is
man, you gotta put your mouth on it, dog.
yes indeed and you know we have to learn that. Even, and I might as well go on and say in the bedroom too, you know what, right. Is your, yeah. How do I communicate, you know, physicality in a way that's appreciated? Because right. What one relationship was obviously ain't gonna be the same with somebody else. You might as well go on back with that other person, you know. And so we make room for individuality, you know, and how it's expressed and all that good stuff. I love this conversation and I look forward to this conversation growing nationally and internationally. So Dr. Acklin, when can we expect to see your book on the market?
It is going to drop February 14th, 2021.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So Valentine's Day, and of course, you know, just for strategy and all that as well. But right. But yeah, that's what we're gonna drop it off. And actually, pre-orders will be available week of Christmas.
Okay. That's very good. Very good. And Dr. Sloan, your book is out already, isn't it?
Yeah, you know he grabbed my date, but it's okay. My book came out February. My book came out was released February this year.
Okay.
And ironically, I do have to say this because I'm a very obviously I put my mouth on them. That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's obviously probably why I got 99% male clients too, and not just simply because men love to be affirmed,
yes.
And appreciated.
Yes.
And I learned, even though I may have learned it in reverse, I'm okay with how I learned it, because I'm okay helping salvage and restore other people's marriages, because I've watched other people who purchased this book and gone through my coaching actually say to me, like, that book saved my life. Ow, you were talking to me. I said, actually, I was talking about myself, but yeah. If you were there, then I guess we have some similarities. But Dr. Acklin was actually the very first person to order my books.
Wow.
Before anybody ordered my books, he was like, I need to get those, and I need to get them in my bookstore. So I want to give him a big shout out for that, and I appreciate his support and an opportunity to write his forward. I'm sure that it's going to give some acknowledgement, some homage to how we should be using our mouth, whether spiritually, naturally, or soulishly, to make sure our mate, you know, reach the climax of their life in all areas.
Right.
I love that. And I love that y'all are, you know, that he reached out to you to write the foreword, to set the tone for his book, because I'm an author too. And it's real important who you bring in on your project. And as far as writing a thing, you know, writing and speaking are similar activities, you know. And so he says, listen, I read your book and it made me want to write, you know. So in so many ways, it was only right that he brought you in to, you know, kind of. I'm not gonna say finish the conversation, but extend the conversation and kind of pass it off to him. I love this. It's not a battle of the sexes at all, as I thought it would be, but this is actually a very comprehensive conversation that brings everybody to the table, you know, and it kind of strips us off of, like Dr. Sloan said, those societal things that get in the way, you know. And so we come with our vulnerabilities, and we come ready to learn and listen. Can't nobody teach you better than experience. And yeah,
right, that's right.
So
that was
a song, right? Experience is a good teacher. Take someone like me to know. that was a good song.
And yeah. I'll also add that so the title of mine is actually I've always put my mouth on her. So
wow.
I'm also that there's also a piece in there, a twist in there, that I'm actually saying that there are actually men out here that know how to do this, and we've been doing this.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So in the event that, like a Dr. Sloan, which I don't think is her, but other women feel that all men just be little and don't know what to do. I'm basically saying that there are some of us, you know, we OGs at this. We've been doing this,
right?
You know, and so I do have that perspective. And one last thing, the word says that children is like arrows in the hand of a man, you know, and the quiver is full of them.
Right.
So I'm basically speaking on the level of that, man. Even my daughter, even my son. But I'm saying my daughter right now, to allude to the women in my life. That man, like, she's an arrow in my mouth. So I even have to be careful what I say, because I actually can shoot her in the right direction, man.
Yeah.
Or I can offset her to where she has a totally different perspective on life that can cause her actually to decline instead of elevate. So
yeah,
you know, yeah.
That's good, important. Dr. Ackland. That's good. Right. That's good. I like that.
Right.
Yeah, I do too. And I mean, listen, I love this conversation. I talk for a living. I could talk all day, all night. But you two have come on. You've been so gracious. I don't know. I'm gonna tell y'all, this probably needs to become one thing. I'm speaking as a consumer and as a reader, because I definitely, listening to this conversation, I definitely don't want to read one without the other. And so I'm giving y'all that assignment. Y'all fix it up however y'all want to, or put y'all's books on each other's site, something like that. Whatever. Develop a package or something, whatever. That's me. Okay.
Okay.
I'm definitely looking forward to your book, Dr. Ackland, and Dr. Sloan. I gotta jump on into your book. And
How about it? I'm glad Dr. Ackland is motivate you to read my book.
Well, you know, I gotta say, I'm not gonna use the busy card, but in the last year I've written 3 books. So I've been a little preoccupied, but I do want to support, and I do want to get to know your book. I know your music, but I want to get to know your book. I think the last time we talked, we were talking about music, and you were entering the final phase of your JD journey, which congratulations again on that. I've told you before, but
and
so much more that you've done. And so, yeah. I'm on my way. I got a little headroom here. I can kind of, you know, take a break. And it's the end of the year. So I'm going to get your book. I'm going to do all my talking and posting about it. But this conversation has been edifying to me. In Ephesians, it's Galatians 5. The Apostle Paul says, I'm going to go ahead and just read it from the Bible. I'm so glad I got you two on. He says, but if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. And so what you two are doing, that's helping relationships, family relationships, romantic relationships, friendship relationships, platonic relationships, is just so needed for this time, especially with this crisis that we're in, this pandemic, where our friends are passing away, our family members are passing away, and we don't even have the opportunity to face-to-face, you know, say I love you to them. You know, it may be over FaceTime. They may not even come out of unconsciousness for us to say it to them. You know, we can't whisper in their ear anymore. So I love this. It's so timely, so needed. I'm going to do this before I let you go. Tell me how I and my listeners can connect with you to go on this journey with you.
For me, I'm Sybil Sloan everywhere, so I tell everybody, you can go to my website, www.sybilsloan.com, and that typically tells you what's going on inside of my life. And ironically, I'm going to throw this in there. You did say to us, how does this need to be packaged? And it was so funny, after we did the live the other day, I actually got several inboxes and text messages on, hey, is there any way we can get this as a package? And I was like, I can't tell him how to sell his product.
Yeah.
But what I can say is, if the opportunity presented itself where we could present from a platform such as this, or other platforms together, I believe it would be an opportunity for us to make that available to people, because I do feel like that with the climate of the world, if we can restore the family, we can restore this country. I really believe that the reason that the country is not restored, because the families aren't restored. And if the families aren't restored, the church won't be restored.
Wow.
So I believe that this journey, this enlightenment that God has given the two of us was divinely ordained, because we're at a time where there's a crisis in the country, there's a crisis in the church, and there's a crisis in the community.
Mm.
And the only thing besides God that's going to restore that is the family being restored back to its place of premise and priority.
So, Lord, wow. I love it. Dr. Ackland, how can we get in touch with you?
Yeah, so again, I'm on IG, I'm on Facebook, you can reach me there, but however, lergempowerment.org. lergempowerment.org. You can find me there, and we can go from there. Several different links on how to get at me and all of that. So lergempowerment.org.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I want to thank you all for your time today. I want to let you know just how just impactful this conversation has been with me. And I'm going to speak for the listeners. They're going to love it when they hear it, because it's a well-needed conversation. We are behind the times, but y'all are getting us caught up. And believers who are listening, this is Kingdom stuff they're releasing as well. You know, when Dr. Acklin came in, he took us back to Genesis. And those of you that are keeping up, when I wrote my book, The Journey to Genesis, that was in part what I was talking about. Some things that had even been skewed and now viewed and misrepresented as chauvinistic. Those are kingdom things. The man is leading. The man was the creator. You know, he gave Eve her job. He named Eve, you know, so that's not right. Chauvinistic. That's in the word. You know, when you line up with the word, you get God's blessings. You get his direction, and listen, you get God's results. And that's what both of these authors want for you and your relationships. Dr. Sloan, Dr. Acklin, listen, y'all have blessed my life tonight. I'm going to give y'all the last words. Last words are coming from you.
Well, I want to say thank you to you, Mr. Willis, for the opportunity to share with you and your listeners. And I just want to say to the world, and women in particular, because I like to speak to those who I know sometimes we have more influence. Some people say we don't, but I believe we have influence in knowing that it's okay. Submission is great. It's actually a beautiful thing, but you don't see it that way when you're veiled with your own vain glory. And I do believe vanity is the destruction of relationships, because once you're so self-indulged and self-centered, you can't see anything but yourself. So once you truly tap into reality and know that you are universally connected, you are not independent of anything, because God is connected to everything, you'll learn that it's okay. And you'll be okay with knowing that I can let him lead, because I got to trust who he is. I got to trust what's in him. And if I trust what's in him, him leading and me submitting, they will happen simultaneously. If I know that you're being led by God, me submitting to you become very easy. But I got to first be a woman of God to appreciate that.
That's awesome.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Dr. Acklin.
Yes, sir. So first of all, to you, I really, really appreciate you. Pleasure meeting you on tonight. And to all of your listeners, man, listen, we really appreciate you as well. Looking forward to getting in front of you, man, and giving you some information.
Man.
Listen, so I want to just say my last words is this. You know, and I'll just go to the word as a punchline. It says this. It says, by faith, we believe that the worlds were framed by the word.
Yes.
So I just want to say this to you all, that your tongue is a pen of a ready writer. So listen, man, you are framing your world. The very world that you live in right now was created by words. And so even with this book right here, man, the power of the mouth, the power of the tongue is just so awesome. So listen, line yourself up with the word of God. Speak those things that are befitting for excellence and growth. And I just wish you all well. You know, you're going to succeed. You're going to do all of that. But it's just 3 inches under your nose. It's that mouth, man. You got to work it.
I love it. I love it. So Dr. Sloan's book is available now, February 14th, 2021.
Yeah.
Dr. Acklin's book will be available. And listen, don't wait, y'all. Reach out to him now. If you need him, you love this conversation, you want to continue this conversation on your own, you need to email him. You need to become a client of Dr. Sloan or Dr. Acklin. Go ahead and do it. Don't wait for that book. But what you can do is buy the book. You can go ahead and buy Dr. Sloan's book. Pre-orders for Dr. Acklin's book is on Christmas. What a gift. You can just tell somebody, listen, I bought this for you. You're going to need it. I know you need it now, but hold out till February 14th if you can. You know, all that kind of stuff. Listen, they gave you the website information. It don't get no better than that. All right? Grammar notwithstanding, it doesn't get any better than that. There you go. For those of you grammar hounds who bother me all the time. Listen, I want to thank you for your time, both of you. And I'm definitely Absolutely. Going to be continuing this conversation. I might have y'all back
yes,
on.
Sir.
You know what? February 14th, the week of that or the week before, is a good, real good time to kind of pick this conversation up again, you know.
It is.
So go on, pencil me in. Go on, pencil me in February, okay. Somewhere around there. We're going to pick this up again, if not before, all right? Because, you know, Christmas time is always a situation, you know, for relationships. What do the lonely do at Christmas? You know what I'm saying? So we always got something going on around Christmas time that, you know, this conversation is needed to. So if not in February before then, listen, I'm going to be talking to them. I'm adding their numbers to my Rolodex. We gonna be talking. We gonna keep talking, and y'all keep talking to me. Let me know you enjoyed this show. You got the emails. Reach out to them. Let's make this happen. I want to thank you all for your time today. I've been blessed. I've enjoyed it.
Absolutely, it's been a pleasure.
All right, that was my interview with Dr. Frederick Acklin and Dr. Sybil Sloan. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. Maybe you, maybe you heard something that they brought out that you want to consider for yourself. As I said, earlier in a break, you know, we have to learn how to use our words positively. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so we have to use our words to save instead of kill. We have to use our words to build up instead of destroy. We have the power to do that. And so in these books, Dr. Sloan's book says, put your mouth on him. And Dr. Acklin's book says, I always put my mouth on her. Those two books give you differing perspectives to kind of reach the same conclusion about affirmations, how you can affirm your mate, how you can affirm your relationship. All right. So I want to thank you so much for listening to Talking Points today. And I hope you enjoy the interview. You can reach out to them. They gave you their contact information. You can do that. Reach out to them. Follow them. Get the book. That's the first order of business. You got to get the book. All right. And I also hope you enjoyed the tunes that we played. We kicked off the show with Molly Music. That was Donna and Johnny and Donna. And then we heard from Corinne Hawthorne with Speak to Me, just talking about relationships and how we use our words. And most importantly, we got to hear from God. We got to let him speak to us. And as he speaks to us, then he'll give us the words to say, the words, how to use them in favor of our mates. All right. I'm going to close the show. This is a song that, wow, it just says everything I've wanted to say. I wanted to say I was in a difficult spot, even with my wife. And I found this song and I sent it to her. You know, old school, man. You could find a song. You could get a tape, make a mixtape, you know. And in the 2000s, you could just send a song, you know. You could send a song like what was that? Napster or maybe LimeWire or something like that. You could send the song that way. You could also, you know, in the once YouTube got popular, you could just share the link on the wall on MySpace or something like that, you know. Now we do it on Facebook, so you share their link, say this is a song, this is our song. And well, I'm gonna play this song because this song says exactly what my spirit was saying. I wanted to stay mad. I wanted to win that argument, and we went a few days without speaking, and I heard this song. The song says, stop this insanity before we go too far. And you may be listening and your relationship is suffering because you refuse to speak words of life. You refuse to, you know, maybe you've been praying and the Lord has answered you and given you what to say and you just refuse to say it. Well, I'm here to let you know you better stop this insanity before you go too far. And quite often, around the time you're ready to resolve things, that husband, that wife is too. So as we close the show, I'm going to remind you one more time to get those books. Dr. Sloan says, put your mouth on him, ladies. And Dr. Acklin reminds us fellas when we're slacking, he says, I always put my mouth on her. All right. These affirmations will move your relationships on a little further. And we're going to close the show. This is Gregory Porter featuring Layla Hathaway. This is Insanity. I want to thank you so much for listening to Soul Prosper Radio Talking Points today. If you've enjoyed the show, I want you to email me Fred. That's F-R-E-D at spradioshow.com. I can't wait to hear from you. And in the meantime, go get these books. And if you need this advice, one last time, stop this insanity before you go too far.
we ever lose our minds and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts? Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
How did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? Should have never tried to play. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
We were lovers.
We were lovers.
And the best of friends.
And the best of friends.
Oh. And I hope. I hope that we can be that. Ooh. Oh, until the end.
Until the end.
Sometimes the lovers can be angry till the end.
Can be angry till the end.
But it's always the friend inside that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same.
We will never be the same.
Bring your love on back to me.
Bring it back to me.
Stop this insanity.
Stop this insanity.
Before we go too far.
Before we go.
Before we go too far.
Before we go too far.
It's profound, man. It's for real.
It's SP Radio.